ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। सरस्वती व्यास ततो जय मुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी मुखं करति वाचलं पंगुं लंघायते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे श्रीगुरो हिनतारिणं परमानंद माधवं श्रीचैतन्यईश्वरं सक्षाधरित्वेन समस्त शास्त्रै रुक्तस्तथा भाव्यत एव सद्भिः किन्तु प्रवर्ज्य प्रिय एव तस्य वन्दे गुरु श्री चरणारविन्दं नमोम विष्णुपदाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते Hare Krishna. Today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, second canto, fourth chapter, text number 1. And the title of the chapter is The Process of Creation. So, in this chapter, Sukadeva Goswami he's going to describe elaborately how the creation begins and you know how this actually technically this material world is functioning. So we have many idea about how this material world works, or there is so-called many scientific description about the creation. But the truth is, though all the description is given by so-called maybe philosopher or scientist, they all are mental speculation, nothing else. But the true description is given in the Shastra, in Srimad Bhagavatam, because this is the book, it's called Apaurusha. It is described by Lord Himself. If we see very deeply in Srimad Bhagavatam, on the when the Lord Kapil, he was instructing to his mother, third canto, isn't it? Yeah. So, if you see in that description, it's so clear how living entity born, especially a human beings, how they born and they develop their feature in the mother's womb. The description is so clear, even now so-called modern scientists, they cannot give that much clear description. So if you see a little bit deeply, that how they describe those elaborate things which we cannot see from outside. So, that's the Srimad Bhagavatam. It is not described by a common person's intelligence or a common person's mental speculation. It is completely truth and science, which is given by Lord Himself. So, in this chapter, there is going to describe about the creation. You know, we know so many theory. You know, I don't know about much about the scientific things, but 5-6 years ago I was like, there's some devotees they was discussing, like some what is called United something many country together, they make a committee and they spend trillions of dollars to find out how this world created. So why they wasted so much money, instead of wasting those money, you know, they can read Bhagavatam and easily they will get the answer. So in this first verse, it is a bit different than the topic which is going to describe in between that chapter. So this verse is about the glorification of Parikshit Maharaja, how he is a great soul. So Suta Goswami is going to describe. So please repeat the verse. Suta Ubacha.
Suta Ubacha.
Vaya Sakher.
Vaya Sakher.
Iti.
Iti.
Uchas.
Uchas.
Vaya Sakher Iti Uchas.
Vaya Sakher Iti Uchas.
Tatva.
Tatva.
Nishchayam.
Nishchayam.
Atmanaha.
Atmanaha.
Tatva nishchayam atmanaha.
Tatva nishchayam atmanaha.
Upadharye.
Upadharye.
Matim.
Matim.
Krishne.
Krishne.
Upadharye matim Krishne.
Upadharye matim Krishne.
Uttarayaha.
Uttarayaha.
Satim.
Satim.
Vyadhat.
Vyadhat.
Uttarya satim vyadhat.
Uttarya satim
Suta Ubacha.
Suta Ubacha.
Vaya Sakher Iti Vachas.
Vaya Sakher Iti Vachas.
Tatva Nishchayam Atmanaha.
Tatva Nishchayam Atmanaha.
Upadharya Matim Krishne.
Upadharya Matim Krishne.
Uttarya Satim Vyadhat.
Uttarya Satim Vyadhat.
Suta Ubacha.
Suta Ubacha.
Vaya Sakher Iti Vachas.
Vaya Sakher Iti Vachas.
Tatva Nishchayam Atmanaha.
Tatva Nishchayam Atmanaha.
Upadharya Matim Krishne.
Upadharya Matim Krishne.
Uttarya Satim Vyadhat.
Uttarya Satim Vyadhat.
Please repeat translate word to word meaning. Suta Uvacha.
Suta Uvacha.
Suta Goswami said.
Suta Goswami said.
Vaya Sakhehe.
Vaya Sakhehe.
The Sukadev Goswami.
The Sukadev Goswami.
Iti.
Iti.
Das.
Das.
Vachaha.
Vachaha.
Speeches.
Speeches.
Tatva Nishchayam.
Tatva Nishchayam.
That which verifies the truth.
That which verifies the truth.
Atmanaha.
Atmanaha.
In the self.
In the self.
Upadharya.
Upadharya.
Just having realized.
Just having realized.
Matim.
Matim.
Concentration.
Concentration.
Sorry. Concentration of the mind.
Concentration of the mind.
Krishne.
Krishne.
Unto Lord Krishna.
Unto Lord Krishna.
Uttaryaha.
Uttaryaha.
The son of Uttara.
The son of Uttara.
Satim.
Satim.
Chest.
Chest.
Vyadhat.
Vyadhat.
Applied.
Applied.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Abhay Charanaravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki
jai.
Translation. Suta Goswami said, Maharaj Parikshit, the son of Uttara, after hearing the speeches of Sukadev Goswami, which were all about the truth of the self, appealed his concentration faithfully upon Lord Krishna. Please repeat translation. Suta Goswami said, Maharaj Parikshit, the son of Uttara, after hearing the speeches of Sukadev Goswami, which were all about the truth
of the self,
appealed his concentration.
Applied his concentration.
Faithfully upon Lord Krishna.
Faithfully upon Lord Krishna.
Purport. The word satim is very significant. This means existing and chaste. And both import that perfectly applicable in the case of Maharaj Parikshit. The whole Vedic adventure is to draw one's attention certainly unto the lotus feet of the Lord Krishna without any diversion. As instructed in the Bhagavad Gita 15.15. Fortunately, Maharaj Parikshit had already been attracted to the Lord from the very beginning of his body, in the womb of his mother. In the womb of his mother, he was struck by the Brahmastra atomic bomb released by Ashwatthama. But by the grace of the Lord, he was saved from being burned by the fiery weapon. And since then, the king continuously concentrated his mind upon Lord Krishna, which made him perfectly chaste in devotional service. So, by natural sequence, he was a chaste devotee of the Lord, and when he further heard from Srila Sukadeva Goswami that one should worship the Lord only, and no one else, even though full of all desire or desireless, his natural affection for Krishna was strengthened. Isn't it, Prabhu?
Strengthened.
We have already discussed these topics. To become a pure devotee to Lord, become a pure devotee of Lord Krishna, two things are very much essential. Namely, having a chance to be born in the family of a devotee and having the blessings of a bona fide spiritual master. By the grace of Lord Krishna, Parikshit Maharaj had both opportunities. He was born in a family of such devotees as the Pandavas, and just to continue the dynasty of the Pandavas and show them special favor, the Lord specifically saved Maharaj Parikshit, who later on, by the arrangement of the Lord, was cursed by the body of a Brahmana and was able to get the association of such a spiritual master as Sukadeva Goswami. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is said that a fortunate person, by the mercy of the spiritual master and the Lord Krishna, achieved the path of devotional service. This was perfectly applicable in the case of Maharaj Parikshit. By way of being born in a family of devotees, he automatically came in touch with Krishna, and after being contacted, he constantly remembered him. Consequently, Lord Krishna gave the king a further chance for development in devotional service by introducing him to Sukadeva Goswami, a stalwart devotee of the Lord with perfect knowledge in self-realization. And by hearing from a bona fide spiritual master, he was perfectly able to concentrate his chaste mind further upon Lord Krishna as a matter of course. So, in this verse, Suta Goswami, he is glorifying Parikshit Maharaj, actually, how fortunate he is. And Srila Prabhupada, he gave so nice purport. And in this verse is very important two things Srila Prabhupada described, that about the a bona fide spiritual master and our devotional life. And like if somebody is very essential to advance in Krishna consciousness, the two things, one is devotee family, born in a devotee family, and associate or somehow or other contact with a bona fide spiritual master. This is very important. It is mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam. If somebody wants to start the devotional life, they must decorate or smear the lotus feet dust of a pure devotee. Until that, the devotional life is not begun. Srila Narottam Das Thakur described in Prema Bhakti Chandrika, he said, Ashray kuriya bhaje, tare Krishna nahi taje, arshab more okaran. So, if somebody wants to practice the Krishna consciousness, he must take shelter to a pure devotee. Ashray kuriya bhaje, tare Krishna nahi taje. If somebody will take shelter to a pure devotee, Krishna will never leave him. Arshab more okaran. And, you know, if somebody is not doing that, so he is just, you know, taking birth and dying. There is no significance of a human life. There is no benefit. He doesn't take any advantage of human life. Just more, he is dying just for, you know, nothing. So, Srila Prabhupada also, he mentioned many times about this. Like, we must surrender to a bona fide spiritual master. Otherwise, what he gave example, like, you know, in India, they are not dogs like here and everybody carry on the maybe lap or somewhere. India, dog everywhere. So, there's so much dog. Sometimes what happened? Municipality comes and they shoot the dog. So, those dog has the belt. And those dog, like, they will be saved. Because the municipality people, they will know he has a master. So they will not kill. And those dog doesn't have the belt, they will get shot. You know, they killed by municipality people. So, the thing is, when you will surrender to spiritual master, he will give us, you know, belt. And is given by Krishna. So then we can survive, we can save from the Maya, from the material nature, from material suffering. So here, as an example of disciple and spiritual master, you know, Srila Prabhupada described how Parikshit Maharaj is a perfect disciple. In Sanskrit word, it's called Shishya. Shishya means one who, you know, accept the shasan. I don't know shasan, what is the English word? Not here is in different meaning. It's mine. Like one who accepts the chastisement of spiritual master. One who stay under the spiritual master, whatever circumstances is there. He never, you know, he never say, oh, I can't do that. Or, it is not for me. Never. That is the Shishya means. You know, another word we say, like, what do you say? Kinkar. Kim karoti iti kinkar. You know, he will always ask Gurudev, what can I do for you? Kim karoti? What can I do for you? That is the mood of a disciple. That means it's complete surrender. Which is Parikshit Maharaj, you know, he has that quality completely. How he surrendered, you know, to Sukadev Goswami completely, even though he has so many things. You know, we can see in our own life, you know, people has maybe some $1 million or maybe some, you know, expensive car and some big house, and if you tell them, give up everything and come, live in the temple and listen about Krishna. You know, how much difficult it will be for that person, you know, it's, we cannot describe that, if that person is not surrendered to Guru. So Parikshit Maharaj, he had, you know, he used to rule the whole, his, you know, entire kingdom has so much wealth and he has so many servants and he could live like anything. But, you know, he gave up everything and he surrendered to his guru, spiritual master, so Sukadev Goswami. And Here, the qualification of Sukadeva Goswami, if we see, he's a perfect spiritual master, you know. Guru means the heavy. What about the heaviness? He will be maybe very fat and big. It's not like that. He's heavy with the knowledge. And he knows how to deliver the fallen soul from this material world. And in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he mentioned that Kiva Vipra Kiva Nasi Sudra Kanyanai Jai Krishna Tattva Vitta Sai Guru Hai. Doesn't matter in where that person born and what is his family history or how many degree he has, whether he knows whole Vedas by heart, doesn't matter. If that person knows about the Krishna, tattva-vetta means he knows the Krishna perfectly, with the philosophically and with the devotion. Two ways. It's not just philosophically I know, but I'll never follow those instructions. It is not. He knows the philosophy and he follow them. Tattva-vetta. Sai Guru Hai. That person is perfect spiritual master. And furthermore, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami said, Muchi hoye suchi hai jodi Krishna bhaje, suchi hoye muchi hai jodi Krishna taje. Sorry, it's not Krishnadas Kaviraj. It is I think Vaishnava Shlokavali, it has the shloka. So if somebody is worship the Lord Krishna, even though he born in a very degraded family, even in the family of dog eater, and he considered as a suchi, means a Brahmin or the purest soul. And if somebody born in a very pious family but they doesn't follow the Krishna consciousness, they consider as a muchi, means the impure person. Doesn't matter how pious his family. But in case of Parikshit Maharaj, he born in a great devotee's family, Pandavas, and he follow their instruction, their footstep, what their family follow. So that's he introduced Krishna consciousness from the beginning of his life. Srila Prabhupada, he very nicely used the very certain word. If we see that word, it's very significant. What he said, fortunately Maharaj Parikshit had already been attracted to Lord from the very beginning of his body. Why he mentioned very beginning of his body? So when our body began? In mother's womb, isn't it? Why he didn't say very beginning of the life? That means childhood. But Prabhupada very clearly mentioned this point, that Parikshit Maharaj got Krishna consciousness as soon as he got the body in his mother womb. So that's how he started his Krishna consciousness. And when he cursed by the Brahmanas, Sringarishi, he wasn't that much worried, I'm going to die after 7 days, what will happen, my wealth, my kingdom? No. He start inquiry, what should a person do when he's going to die? He start inquiring about the spiritual path. Because of his previous, the Krishna consciousness from the childhood, he don't bother about the death. So he start inquiring. And another interesting thing, Srila Prabhupada also mentioned here, that this thing happened by arrangement of Lord. What is that? The Lord specifically saved Maharaj Parikshit, who later on, by the arrangement of the Lord, was cursed by the boy of a Brahmana. It is not that, you know, it just somebody curse. No. How come when Parikshit Maharaj in the mother womb, in Mother Uttara's womb, and he saved by Lord Krishna, and now, and that one is more difficult situation, isn't it? He was in the mother womb and Brahmastra, it's never failed. And Krishna saved him from that danger. But here, some, you know, one Brahmana, one boy just curse him, and Krishna will not save him. So he saved there, why Krishna will not save him here? It is not that, you know, Krishna is not saving. No. This is Krishna's arrangement. That's how Bhagavatam will come. Krishna knows. I mean, of course Krishna knows. Krishna's plan, this all is Krishna's plan. It's not like he got the modes of three nature and then he got thirsty and angry. No, it is all Krishna's desire. Because they are such a pure devotee. Everything is planned by Krishna. They are going by Krishna's plan. It's not their own arrangement. Nothing. And sometimes people make comments, you know, how come it's happened, how come this happened. But what Krishna doing, in behind that pastime or that incident, there can be many, many reasons. We will think so many things, but it can be in other way around. It's not like that. It doesn't work like that. Krishna want to reveal the Bhagavatam through the Parikshit Maharaj. So that's why he created the whole pastime. And then Sukadeva Goswami appeared, you know. So, you know, one day I was hearing one lecture by Radha Govinda Maharaj and he was describing Krishna's Bal Leela, the childhood pastime. And Krishna, he eat mud, dirt. And he was describing what is the reason Krishna ate the dirt. So he gave, I think, 7-8 reasons, which we even can't think about that. First reason he gave, he said that, you know, in Krishna's body, all the sage and everything is resting actually, technically. So all the great sages from Brahmaloka, Moharloka, and you know, all the loka, they were praying to Lord, "Oh Lord, can you please, you know, give us opportunity to put the, you know, dust of Braj on our head." So they all were praying. So Krishna, he want to satisfy them, so he don't have to put everyone's hand, head. So he put in his mouth. So that's how they all got the Braj, the dust of Braj. And another thing is very interesting, you know, this is comment by Sanatan Goswami. He said that the Krishna, he ate the mud. It is called Shriti or Shama. The prithvi, the land, it's so tolerant. You know, we walk on that, we dig, you know, we do whatever we want, but it's never, you know, never react with us. It's just tolerate. So Krishna taking that tolerancy, that when he will be like bit elder, like kids, he will play with all the Gopa Balak, what they will do, you know, they will be maybe climb on his, on his neck, or maybe they will chastise him. So he has to tolerate all of this. So that's why he's taking some forgiveness. Because the Mother Earth always forgive. And then And the third reason he was describing how the mud is called Raja. So Raja means it's also considered as a mood of passion. So later on he's going to kill Kamsa and all the demons. So he need the Rajagun. So that's why, you know, very early in the beginning he's taking some Rajagun so he can kill the demon, because he don't have any Rajagun. Krishna is
pure.
He has Shuddha Sattva. There is no Rajagun. He's taking some Raja. And another his point was describing that Krishna is eating the mud, so it's called Raja. And first, who touched that mud? Teeth. And teeth called Dvija. Dvija means who born second time. So teeth, birds, and Brahmana, the three of them called Dvija because they born twice. So he's giving some Rajaguna to Dvija, Brahmana. So why he's giving Rajaguna to Brahmana? So then they can protect themselves, because there will be very, you know, demoniac activities will start by Kamsa, so they can protect themselves. So there is another few point Maharaj was describing. So Krishna's pastime, if we don't meditate on that pastime, we will never understand. It's not possible. So Krishna has a plan, different plan, and he displays through his through his pure devotee. He'll not choose the ordinary person, Lalu Pachu. So he'll choose the best person, because Krishna is the best. So who knows? He knows the Sukadeva Goswami will be the best guru, and Parikshit Maharaj will be the best disciple. So that's why he arranged the whole thing to make this pastime. And later on, Srila Prabhupada, he described that about our devotional service. So that's about the Parikshit Maharaj and Sukadeva Goswami. What about us? Why Krishna, he arranged this conversation? It's not for Parikshit Maharaj, not for Sukadeva Goswami. Sukadeva Goswami already understand what need to understand. And Parikshit Maharaj already knew, you know, we should serve to Krishna. Even the third chapter of this second canto, it was describing how Parikshit Maharaj, even though he was playing when he was kid, he used to play about Krishna consciousness. He never played like, you know, let's go cricket, football, soccer. No. He played about Krishna consciousness. You know, he played like Krishna's pastime and all these things they perform. So he knows what to do. So that's example is given for us, you know, how we should surrender to Guru and Krishna. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he mentioned in Madhya Lila, 16th chapter, text number 151. He said that, is it 16th chapter? Yeah, maybe. But text number 151. It said, Brahmanda Bhumite Kono Bhagyavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Bij Malihoya Shai Bij Korena Ropon Shravan Kirtan Jale Koraya Shinchan. And it goes further more. So then Srila Prabhupada, he quoted that verse here, that by the mercy of Guru and Krishna, some fortunate soul, they receive the seeds of Krishna consciousness or bhakti. And more further that, you know, Malihaya Shaivij Korena Ropon. That if somebody will get the seeds, what is the duty of the person? He has to become a gardener, and then he will plant that seed. and Shravan Kirtanjale Kare Sinchan. You know, then we have to watering that plant. What is that watering? Shravan and Kirtan. We have to hear about Krishna and we have to glorify Krishna. And that's how that plant, that creeper will grow up. So, this is very important that by Krishna's mercy, we get spiritual master. And by spiritual master mercy, we get Krishna. This is both are very, you know, very, very closely combined. If somebody will think, I will get Krishna without spiritual master, that is also useless. And if somebody will think, I will only serve spiritual master, and actually it can be possible, if we serve spiritual master, there is no danger. We'll go to Krishna. But if somebody will think, I will serve only Krishna, so he will never approach to Krishna. It's not possible. So by Krishna's mercy, somebody will get the spiritual master. And by spiritual master's mercy, somebody will, that fortunate soul will approach to Krishna. You know, that's how it is combined. And Krishna will never accept someone without spiritual master. So that's why, because he saved the Parikshit Maharaj, and he makes sure, okay, this is my devotee, he should get the bona fide spiritual master. So by his arrangement, the Sukadeva Goswami, you know, appeared. And we know about Parikshit Maharaj, how he hear Bhagavatam from, you know, Sukadeva Goswami, you know, after 7 days and seven nights, he was not feeling even hunger and thirsty. And he's saying, oh, please, go on. So, you know, in between, Sukadeva Goswami asked, would you like to drink or eat something? He denied that. Oh, no need to drinking and eating. Because he's getting the test from a bona fide spiritual master about the Krishna consciousness. So that's much more tastier than anything else. So in our life, if we'll surrender to Guru completely, there is no doubt Krishna will accept us. Dikha kale shishya kare atma samarpan, shai kale Krishna tare kare atma samarpan. You know, by the process of initiation, the time of initiation, disciple is surrendered completely to spiritual master. And shai kale Krishna tare kare atma samarpan. And exactly in that time, when somebody surrendered completely, Krishna accepts him as his own part or his own associate. So that's that principle Krishna wants to establish through the Parikshit Maharaj and Sukadeva Goswami. You know, even though, you know, technically if we see, if somebody will see Krishna, he is already liberated. He considered as a liberated. But in case of Parikshit Maharaj, he saw Krishna when he was in mother womb. And when he came out, he was testing everyone. Is it, I saw in my mother womb, is it that person? And he was testing. Oh no, is it not? So that's why his name is Parikshit. Pariksha means exam. He was taking exam. Oh, is it that person who, you know, I saw in my mother womb? See, he saw Krishna, but still he had to accept the spiritual master. So Krishna is establishing that if somebody wants to advance in Krishna consciousness, and if somebody wants the love of Godhead, he must accept spiritual master, and he should come through the spiritual master to Krishna. That is the procedure, and that is our goal of life. And Srila Prabhupada, if we see his life, is a perfect example, you know, and how he followed the same procedure which followed by Parikshit Maharaj and, you know, given by Sukadeva Goswami. You know how Srila Prabhupada, when first time he met Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and he said, you know, you know, young boy, young people like you, you're very educated, you should preach Krishna consciousness, you know. And Srila Prabhupada, when he met second time, and he gave instruction, he should preach to, you know, those people don't know, you know, our language, so those people know English, you know English, so you can preach to them. And he took that instruction so seriously, you know. He surrendered completely to his guru. And later on we see how successfully he came out, you know. And then anyone who used to ask Srila Prabhupada, oh, you did a big job, you know, you did a big things. And he always used to say, no, I have done nothing. All is my spiritual master's mercy and blessing. So we can see even the example, even the present example, that how powerful is spiritual master's blessings. Yeah? And when we surrender to spiritual master, there is nothing impossible. So that's how Krishna wants to establish. There is so many other pastime as well. So I'd like to stop here. So let's go.
Why is so much importance given to the lotus feet of Krishna?
Sorry?
Why so much importance is given everywhere in Shastra about lotus feet of Krishna?
There is so many reasons, Prabhu. Actually, I heard from Radha Govinda Maharaj, he was giving one class. He said, actually, Bhakti Devi reside on Krishna's lotus feet. This is very important, that without Bhakti, we cannot have Krishna. Never. Is impossible. Bhakti is the pure devotion is the result. Pure devotion's result is prema. And that prema is attracted by, Krishna is attracted by the prema bhakti. And which is reside on Krishna's lotus feet. So there is many. Acharya, they give big description. There is so many description about Krishna's lotus feet. It is mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam that Krishna's lotus feet has so many auspicious marks. All of us, we know.
Yeah.
So we all are we are level of sadhan bhakti. We are trying to get the pure devotion. We are not, maybe someone, but I am not, of course not pure. I'm trying to be a devotee. So in our spiritual path, there is so much obstacles. And it's very difficult to overcome this material nature because it is the energy of Supreme Personality of Godhead. It's so powerful, so you cannot overcome. But Krishna's lotus feet has the certain type of symbol. What is the good word, Prabhu?
Insignia.
Symbol. So if we meditate on those things, our all obstacles will go. I remember Prabhu one day he gave nice class on the lotus feet, and I was sitting next to you. So. How if we meditate on the all those symbols, our devotional lives, all obstacles will go, and we can fix our mind toward the Lord. There is elaborate description about the particular symbol has Now, Prabhu also mentioned one class, and I think one day Jai Sachi Prabhu, he was described. Yeah. So, thank you, Prabhu. Sorry, Prabhu, because time is very short. Is there any comments? Thank you, sir.
One more reason, because this Krishna wanted to eat the mouth. It wasn't when mother just opened his mouth and so the entire system.
Yeah. She saw whole things in the mouth. And yeah. He want to show Vishwarup as a, you know, sometime it is described that the Krishna's potency, because always Mother Yashoda chastised Krishna. Mm-hmm. Sometimes Krishna's potency, they just, you know, come out. Oh, how come you know, behave with my Lord like that? I'll show something. I'll take revenge. So sometime, yeah, it's a, thank you so much. If there is no comments and questions, we would like to stop here. Thank you. And if I have committed any mistake, please forgive me. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.